Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the universal persona of the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. Now, dear friends, we have said over and over again, but it just seems like it's never enough. The fact that the universal persona of Imam Ali is a universal persona because it transcends time, age, and place. It has been able to live on and exist and, matter of fact, even grow throughout the thousands of years since the actual physical life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, the reason that the persona of Imam Ali is universal is because his persona was fundamentally based upon the persona of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And of course, the Messenger of Allah's persona was firmly rooted in, and its foundations were the teachings of the Almighty Allah and the Holy Quran. And so this is why their personas are universal. Their personas are such that because they are connected to the divine, and the divine, of course, is universal and infinite in the most ultimate sense, in a very physical, worldly sense, the personas of these kind of individuals, such as the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, are also universal. Now, what's interesting here is that we have this beautiful quote from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says that the angel Gabriel, in Arabic he is known as Jibrail, came down to me while Jibrail was holding a green tablet in his hand. On this tablet was written an inscription in white lettering, which read, "I have made the love for Ali ibn Abi Talib incumbent upon all creatures. Therefore, O Messenger, convey it to the whole of people." Now, dear friends, this is a very beautiful statement from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And of course, this love that has made incumbent upon all creatures by the Almighty Allah is a very big deal. And of course, the Almighty Allah has said that the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, should convey this to the whole of the world. Now, here we want to ask, why would the Almighty Allah have the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam be incumbent upon all creatures? Well, it is precisely because of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Meaning what? Well, meaning that the universal persona, the character, the morals, the virtues, the personality, the behaviors, the actions, the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam are all guidance. And they are a guidance towards what? They are a divine guidance which leads us towards the Almighty Allah. And so merely loving Imam Ali alayhi salam is not what is meant in the depths of this tradition regarding the universal persona of Imam Ali. Matter of fact, if you love someone, you get to know them. You get to realize and understand, and you become aware of their qualities and their characteristics and their behaviors. And so here the Almighty Allah is saying that have love, not just have love, you must have love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, because of course this love for him will not only lead you towards guidance, but it will also save you from misguidance. It will save you from hypocrisy. And so, in the beautiful words of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find another profound lesson regarding the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: طوبى لمن ذكر المعاد وعمل للحساب وقنع بالكفاف ورضي عن الله.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Blessed is the person who kept in mind the next life, acted so as to be able to render account, remained content with what sufficed him, and remained pleased with Allah."
Hazar jaan giraami fidaa naam-e-Ali.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the important elements or the dimensions of this universality of Ali is his sense of justice. You know, these days, peace is probably the most, you know, discussed and coveted concept everywhere. Every nation talks about peace. Every ideology says we want peace. Every religion talks about peace. And then, you know, when you see nothing is happening, the problem is they do not think about it, that peace is not the beginning of the process. Peace is actually an end result of a process which comes before it. And that process which comes before peace is known as justice. If you don't have justice, you cannot have peace. So it's futile to talk about peace, you know, before implementing and maintaining justice in the human society. And so justice becomes a very important and a very noble value in Islam as well as the human society. If you look at the ayat of Quran, the words that are recited from Surah Hadid, ayat number 25, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is just one reason he explains why he sent the messengers. And in this passage is mostly referring to the Ulul Azm prophets. You know, people like Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and Muhammad. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. He says, verily we sent the messengers, our messengers, with bayyinat, clear proofs, referring to rational intellectual arguments that they had. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And we revealed with them their books and mizan, the balance to know what is right and what is wrong. Mostly this refers to the, in the Zahiri Tafsir, to the Sharia and the laws brought by the Ulul Azm prophets. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَعْثٌ شَدِيدٌ. And then Allah says, we sent down, or we created the iron. And that is how the surah gets that name, Al-Hadid. In which there is, you know, strong and great might. Because iron is obviously very strong. And there are manafi', there are benefits in it for the people also. If you look at this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I sent three things with the prophets, messengers. One is bayyinat, the proofs. Number two is the book. Number three is the mizan. Why did he do that? لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people may maintain justice. If these, you know, guidance from the divine sources are implemented in human race and human society, people will be able to live their lives on the basis of justice. Qist means justice and fairness. And in order to implement that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I send the iron. Here, according to tafsir, including Amir al-Mu'mineen, says it refers to the sword. So there was a code of practice sent that if people follow, there will be justice in society. But Allah has given us freedom of choice. We are not robots. So Allah knows there will be some people who will not follow the divine laws and there will be chaos and they will disturb the justice in society. So there was a need to enforce justice by the governments, you know, especially the governments which are based on haq and the truth.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now. I'm
deh dam dam Ali Ali.
Ko mil deh dam dam Ali Ali.
Sakhilal Kalandar mast mast.
Sakhilal Kalandar mast mast.
Jhoolal Kalandar mast mast. Dam mast Kalandar.